tokenized credit hit 1 BI in 185 days as VC funds lag 7 years. Tokenized real-world assets are not scaling at one speed. Asset-backed credit crossed $1 billion in tokenized issuance in 185 days, while tokenized venture capital funds took more than 7 years to reach the same threshold, according to data flagged by Cointelegraph in a market update on May 23, 2026. The gap is one of the cleanest signals yet that the on-chain RWA story is splitting into distinct lanes, each with its own buyer base, regulatory friction, and product fit. Yield-bearing instruments with predictable cash flows are moving fastest. Equity-style or illiquid fund wrappers are still grinding through the same legal and distribution problems they faced before the blockchain came near them. Bitcoin traded at $75,373 as of May 23, 2026, down 2.6% on the day, with ETH at $2,064 and the broader market in a fear reading of 35 on the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. The risk-off backdrop has not slowed the tokenized credit thread. The 185-day sprint in private credit, asset-backed private credit, dominates the tokenized RWA stack outside of stablecoins and tokenized treasuries. Protocols like Maple Finance, Centrifuge, Goldfinch, and Figure have spent the last 2 years pushing senior tranches of receivables, trade finance paper, and short-duration corporate loans on-chain. Most of the demand comes from crypto-native treasuries hunting for dollar yield without the duration risk of long-dated treasuries. The 185-day arc reflects three things working together. First, the underlying instruments are already standardized in traditional finance, so the legal lift on the tokenization side is incremental. Second, the buyer base, on-chain treasuries, and stablecoin issuers' parking reserves is liquid and active. Third, the yield is competitive. Senior tranches commonly print 8 to 12% net of fees, well above tokenized treasury yields that have compressed alongside the front end of the U.S. curve. Compare that to the tokenized stocks category, which crossed $1.6 billion in market cap earlier this month, with Ethereum holding a 41% share. Stocks are scaling, but the regulatory perimeter around them is still being drawn. The SEC's innovation exemption is in motion, and Commissioner Hester Peirce has signaled the exemption will apply narrowly. Tokenized VC's seven-year grind. The other end of the spectrum looks very different. Tokenized venture capital funds have existed since the early ICO era, and most early experiments either failed regulatory scrutiny or struggled to find a secondary market. The instruments are illiquid by design. The underlying portfolio companies are private, and valuations move on quarterly NAV statements rather than continuous price discovery. Anthropic this month declared tokenized versions of its private shares void, a reminder that private companies retain hard controls over who can hold their equity, even when an on-chain wrapper claims to. That single statement is the kind of friction that keeps tokenized VC stuck in the slow lane. There's also a distribution problem. VC fund interests are typically sold to qualified purchasers, not retail. The on-chain audience that drove tokenized credit forward, treasuries hunting yield on idle stablecoins, is not the audience for a 10-year illiquid fund commitment. The implication for issuers. For platforms picking which RWA category to build into next, the speed differential matters more than the headline TVL, a $1 billion category that took 185 days to fill, is signaling product market fit. A $1 billion category that took 2,155 days is signaling structural drag. JP Morgan's research desk last week argued that tokenized money market funds are capped at 10 to 15% market share without legal reform, pointing to similar regulatory friction. Different category, same root cause. When the wrapper is faster than the rules around it, growth stalls. For crypto card issuers and stablecoin treasuries, the practical read is narrower. The tokenized credit pool is now deep enough to be a real reserve asset, not a yield experiment. Stablecoin float managers can rotate into senior credit tranches in size without the slippage they would have hit a year ago. That changes the economics for any issuer trying to back a card program with yield on idle balances.